You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm loving all the funny texts that we're getting about this. Gino is a cheapskate. Gino says, life hack, pro tip, celebrate Valentine's Day on the 15th instead of the 14th. Flowers and chocolates, 50% off.
Hey, Gino! Cheap Gino! Cheapskate.
I will say this. Here's
makes a good
tip
point,
that
though.
I actually should have brought up last week. Back in the days when I would send flowers for Valentine's Day or whatever, or birthdays or anything like that, is, you know, floral delivery places are absolutely slammed. So you could order Valentine's flowers for somebody and they might not show up until like 4 o'clock that afternoon at their office, right?
Yeah.
So I would always schedule Valentine's flowers or birthday flowers the day before. And that way they got them before, you know, the big crush of everything.
Sure.
And then on Valentine's Day, they had them all day sitting on their desk.
That's nice. That's nice. But I still feel like they would have been still waiting for something else to arrive because it was actually Valentine's Day. You know, you kind of got to jump on it.
That
and
would
then
arrive
nothing.
When I saw them later.
You wish.
I do. But yeah, that was always my pro tip. It's like, don't wait till the day, even for a birthday, if you're going to send flowers, because what if they don't show up till 3 o'clock and they're about to go home? It's like, well, they don't get to enjoy
my pro tip.
All day.
Pro tip from the guy who used a coupon on his first date: go to Costco to get your roses. You guys, you can get like 2 dozen roses for like $8.
Oh, okay.
Pro tip: go to Costco and then hand deliver them.
It, that's the other key
hand
is that
deliver.
If you're going to take flowers somewhere, don't let some messenger person send them. You take them.
I feel like I still should. We're not doing anything for each other today, but I still feel like I Same. Should maybe get roses now that we're talking about it just because.
You're going to
cave?
Damn it.
Here's the thing. We recently upgraded her wedding ring band, the whole situation on her finger. There was a lot of money. So I feel
Did
like
you tell
I can
me about this? I don't remember you telling
yeah,
me.
Yeah, we talked about this. We upgraded her ring for our being together for 20 years.
How
so
much?
It was a lot, Dom. It was a lot. It was a lot.
Me.
There's diamonds and platinum involved. Do the math. It was a lot. So Five I pages. Feel like I can ride off that purchase for quite a while now. You know, like it was like, oh, you don't need to do anything for Valentine's Day because we just spent all that money on that ring. So I feel like I can skate by until Christmas, honestly.
Well,
for anything. We might even
so
skip
you guys
her birthday.
Had the talk, because we had the talk. We're like, I'm not doing anything. You doing anything? No, I'm not doing anything. So you're good. And you guys had that exact
we
same
had the
talk.
Just last night. We're not doing
so
anything.
So now if you were like, cave, it
I
doesn't.
Know.
Come then from the heart. It's like, now I feel like this is expected.
But it's so like
no.
sweet.
And I
she's,
know you're a creature of routine and habit,
I am.
But try to fight it this time.
Because like, she's taken time out of her day to volunteer at the school, to do all the Valentine's parties and stuff like that. And I feel like if she came home from that and there were some roses sitting there, I would still score some major...
No,
major points.
But that is, then it becomes all about you and not her, because then it's that thing where she's already told you she's not doing anything. So you put the onus on her now and you make her feel bad just to make yourself feel good. So don't. That just becomes selfish then.
A little bit. What do guys really want for Valentine's Day, though? Do we even want anything? Josh is in here. Josh, do you want anything for Valentine's Day?
No, I don't. I don't ever expect anything
food.
For Valentine's Day.
Food.
Well, I would love food, but we're going to dinner tonight, so yeah. That's
You're 20-something, young and in love. Are you getting your lady friend something?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to show up, you know, door side with the typical flowers and the card and stuff, and I was talking to you off air. I was like, well, she just went to the dentist yesterday, so I'm not getting her candy or anything like that. We're stay away from that.
Boy, dodge that bullet. Okay.
Just because she went to the
dentist. She went
dentist
to the dentist. She has clean teeth.
I'm not going
to
show up and be like, here's all this chocolate.
Here's
for
some
you.
Gummy
you
bears.
Just got them cleaned. Yeah.
Don't pull your
Get
fillings out.
Anyway, man.
At times, I feel, from what I observe.
I don't care if she had all of her teeth removed. Get her chocolate anyway.
She'll be
care.
Fine, buddy.
Okay, maybe.
This is what I observe sometimes when I'm at Walgreens looking at everybody picking out the cards. I feel like Valentine's Day is for, like, you know, high school, maybe up through when you hit 30. And then nobody really celebrates it again until you're maybe 60.
It's like 30 years hiatus.
You take a 30-year hiatus. There's the bell curve. I know you love the bell curve. Everybody gets all excited and mushy and ooey-gooey until you're about 30. And then it becomes like, oh, God, Valentine's Day. Until you hit 60 and you're like, oh, my God, we've been together for so long. I still love you. Here's some flowers.
Then you're like, oh, my God, one of us may die
we
soon.
We may
so
be dead soon, so let's celebrate this day of love. And then in your 20s and 30s, like, holy crap, I'm really horny and it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, like 30 to 60 are the cynical years maybe, right?
Yes, and you have kids and you're busy and you don't want to spend the money.
Yeah.
That's my observation right there.
That's a
I don't think I'm far off. I don't think I'm far off.
Elizabeth sent this note. Why don't you guys weigh in on this? And people can call and weigh in on this too. Elizabeth says, hi, boys. How do you feel about Valentine's Day cards for parents and siblings? My sister always sends me a Valentine's Day card and one to our parents. I'm like, that's not what this day is for. She says, it reminds me of when we had to give Valentine's to not only every kid in class, but our teachers, too. That just strikes me as icky. I'd love your feedback on this.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
There's the whole argument of, is Valentine's Day for just people you love in general, or is it purely romantic love? I happen to fall into the camp of romantic. If I love my family members, I can tell them that, you know, on June 8th or whatever. I don't need to take Valentine's Day.
It is marketed and promoted as a day of romantic love.
Romantic. The whole thing is marketed around Cupid. You're not falling in love with your family members.
Right, but then why for years and years and years, since caveman days, have we been going to school and handing out the Valentine's Day?
That was strictly just for the candy. All the kids wanted was the candy. I have never gotten a Valentine from my family members, ever. But I got them from, like, we would all make, like, you know, the shoe boxes that you would do.
Yep.
And make the. But that's all for the candy. It's like another Halloween. It wasn't the love aspect.
I don't know.
Because they still, I mean, Jeremy, did your kids, were they forced to do Valentine's for the other kids in their class?
Just last night, as Josh said, they were making their boxes last night. And yes, and we got the pack, so every kid got a Valentine in the class.
I don't want to be Mr. Cynical now, but I don't get that either. I didn't when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I didn't understand. And you know, it was for everybody. So, you know, my best friend Justin or whatever, I had to give him a Valentine, you know?
Well, that's just
or
so
the teacher.
Left
or,
out, right?
Here,
or
Justin, I love you.
Right, exactly.
See you
and
on the
so
playground.
You're sitting there trying to think of, you know, like, which Valentine is acceptable to give to my buddy that I hang out with, you know?
Yeah, it is a little awkward, isn't it?
And yeah, then you're the, you know, and then the, some, of the, romantic
some of the kids don't get Valentines, and then that's, you know, that causes a whole other issue. And
well,
you
that
skip
was that
kids.
Thing, but, hey, look, it's a classic story on the show about the love pops, you know, in middle school where they deliver love pops to the classroom, and the only one I got was from my teacher. I mean, that, like, absolutely scarred me for life, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
It still gets that.
Somebody get Donald
I was
love
the new
pop.
Kid in school. Nobody knew who I was. I was the new kid, and so nobody was getting me a love pop.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Nick Nat just texted me. She says, please, please don't get me roses. I'll take that money and put it towards the mortgage. That is love.
She's mad. That's a
woman
with priorities.
Pay down that principal.
She is right.